This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. More Californians are choosing electric and hybrid vehicles, causing the state's gas tax revenue to plummet. This has a direct effect on the Central Coast, where those in charge of maintaining the roads are finding ever-shrinking budgets to get the job done. Internal combustion engines that run on gasoline are being replaced by a much quieter suite of electric options, like this Ford Fusion. While the switchover has environmental benefits, the structure used for financing the state's roadways is taking a major hit. This fiscal year alone, Santa Barbara County has seen a drop of nearly $3 million in money for local roads.
And the state of California has put us on notice and said in next fiscal year, 16-17, we can anticipate about another $3.2 million drop in our state gas taxes. So as you can imagine, that's going to have a significant impact on our ability to maintain our road system.
That's the director of Public Works, Scott McGulpin. He says the Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors helped cover the current shortage with money from the general fund, but he's not sure how long that fix will work.
That can't happen every year. I mean, there's multiple priorities in our budget process for the board to consider.
San Luis Obispo County's Public Works Department says it's facing the same problem. From the current fiscal year to the next, leaders are estimating a drop of $1.8 million in gas tax revenue from the state. Last year, Governor Brown signed into law a bill that requires the state to design and implement a pilot program to study a new model for funding roads. The state is currently looking for 5,000 volunteers to have their transportation usage tracked in order to see which possible road charge system could work best. Randall White, KCBX News.